The microorganism grown in every sample taken from critically ill patients cannot be considered an infectious agent. Development and implementation of care bundles for frequently used medical devices and invasive treatment devices, especially intravenous catheters and invasive ventilation. Adequate staffing not only for physicians, nurses, and other medical staff, but also for housekeeping staff. And infection surveillance and motivational feedback are key points of infection prevention in the ICU. Providing accurate and adequate information about nosocomial infections is essential in introducing effective prevention programs in hospitals.